time now for our regular Thursday feature, Athlete of the Week program. It's being brought to you by the Lenawee Intermediate School District, recognizing excellence in competition and the determination student athletes require to succeed both in and out of the classroom. And it's my pleasure to introduce to you A.J. Bryant from Tecumseh Football, our Athlete of the Week. And A.J., welcome to Inside the Cave.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much for having me on.
And last week you had quite a game, 234 yards rushing in that game. And, wow, pretty good outing.
Yeah, we played really good. Props to my team for giving me the ball, mostly at the 1 yard line for me to go in. So props to all of them for doing that for me.
Well, I did look at your highlight reel you had on Twitter, and one thing that really stood out to me was the fact that your O-line made some big holes for you to run through, and shout out to them, huh?
Oh, they're unbelievable. Having about three starters back at your O-line, so they're very experienced, and I try to thank them as much as possible because, without those guys, I can't do anything.
Well, of course, you had that great senior class last year, and, we didn't really know how this team was going to do this year and with all those graduating seniors, but this last week, you really proved the pundits that your team is for real again this year.
Yeah. I was 100% confident. I knew that we were going to be a good team. Those seniors we lost last year were absolutely amazing people. But, no matter what, with how great our coaches are, with how great our offense and our defense will always be, I'm always confident this program will just keep rising and rising and rising. Because last year isn't the best year. I know that, this program will just keep getting better and better.
Mm-hmm. Hey, AJ, excuse me. Do you kick? You do just about everything else. I was just wondering.
No, I actually cannot kick at all. I've never been able to kick. And they try to reserve me on some of those things. But, I wish I could kick because that would be really cool. Because I know my dad, when my dad played, he was a kicker, actually. So he was other positions, but he was also the kicker, too. But I guess I never got that.
Well, yeah, absolutely. You can run between the tackles. You can take it outside. You got speed, power, and you're so dangerous when the other team just happens to score and they got to kick off. No, they don't like kicking off to you, do they? they avoid you, don't they, if they can?
I have no idea. I just get told to line up back there, and all thanks to my coaches and my teammates for everything they do and believing in me, and putting me in this position ever since I was a sophomore. And when they put me in this position as a sophomore, it kind of geared me up for my senior season and that all the experience that they gave me. So I couldn't be here without this school and the community around me.
Do you have? I know there's always team goals. Do you have individual goals and what you like to, some marks you'd like to hit this season, your last one at Tecumseh?
Individually, not really. I think I accomplished things I did last season. Now I think it's just, you just had such a good year last year that you just want to keep winning, because when you saw what the community was like last year after winning that many games, it's unbelievable seeing what the stands are like, seeing what people are like, and as a team, individually I don't have nothing, but as a team I just want to keep winning and hopefully get a district championship this year and an SEC championship and everything.
Well, how does it feel? You have a target on your back, obviously. Your opponent is they come into the game thinking if we can stop AJ first, we have a good chance to win the game. So you have a tendency to draw a crowd.
Well, it isn't just me, it's our offense, and our offense has always been on a roll. They just gotta stop all of us, because you got wide receivers that can do anything, you got a line that can block anywhere, and you got a tempo offense that they gotta first worry about before they worry about one player, and that they just have to kind of get you, because tempo, even when I go up against it during my practice, it's not an easy thing to go up against. So I think that teams are just going to worry about that tempo, and then they'll always key on that one. They'll always try to key on a player, but you know, first they got to stop that tempo.
Well, coming up next, you've got Whitehall coming in. Long drive for them. They beat a pretty good Hudsonville Unity Christian team last week, 34-28. They finished 11-1 last year in the West Michigan Conference. This is going to be a tough game for you.
Yeah, I mean, I've known this ever since we scheduled the game, that Whitehall, I mean, they're kind of in the team I've been looking at because, I mean, every team is great that we play, and we know that, but, you know, Whitehall is just an unbelievable team. They kind of remind me of what we were kind of like last year. You know, they're very fast. They got very fast guys on the outside. They got a very big line. They got a really good defense. But I think in order, if we want to make it far into the playoffs, we have to face teams like this. You know, we just can't face, you know, teams that are way smaller than us, teams that we know that we're probably going to beat. We got to play these teams that obviously were really good last year, teams with really good records, to see where we're at. And, you know, I'm still really confident that we'll play very well against them. But in order to see where we're at in the playoffs and how good we can be, I think we got to play some of these, like, really, really good teams.
And I think every year teams kind of circle certain teams that I want to beat. And I'm sure Adrian is one of those teams. Chelsea is another one of those teams. The SEC White Division is pretty competitive, and I'm sure, you know, with Adrian being a little bit better than they have been in years past, that's going to be a challenge. Not sure about Chelsea and what they bring to the table this year.
Yeah, and I circle about every team because every team is important, if that's Ypsilanti to Adrian. And yes, Adrian will be unbelievable. You know, I have nothing but respect for all those kids and everything because, you know, they're just like me. They all have the same dreams, and, you know, they're all great kids. You know, I give the same amount of respect to each team, and I'll play as hard either one team. No team is more special than the other to me. I just want to beat them all. You know, I want to win, but I want to do it with the respect, because, you know, every kid deserves it.
Absolutely. We have to take a break and hear a message from our sponsor, the Lenawee Intermediate School District, but we'll be right back with our Athlete of the Week, A.J. Bryan from Tecumseh Football. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Did you know that a child who reads just 20 minutes a day will be exposed to 1.8 million words per year? As we enter the final stretch of summer, Lenawee ISD encourages you to keep summer reading a priority. Studies show summer reading plays a critical role in maintaining and growing academic skills. Reading also allows children to discover and explore a wide range of characters, ideas, and experiences, giving them the tools they need to manage emotions, build relationships, and make decisions. Read daily and set up your child for success.
All right, back here inside the cave, Pat Hayes, John Kane with our Athlete of the Week, A.J. Bryan from Tecumseh Football.
A.J., I mean, I don't want to get too far ahead, but you've had a stellar career up to this point. Do you have any plans to continue playing after you graduate next year?
Yes, sir, of course. I want to go play college football somewhere. Right now, I'm still waiting on where I want to go. Still waiting on schools, but for right now, it's a toss-up, so, yeah.
I was going to try and do that. Great, great. And hopefully it'll be an opportunity where fans can still get to you without having to drive too far to see you play.
Well, I mean, I hope. I don't know yet. Yeah.
You have some schools that already contacted you, right?
Yeah. I visited some places. So, but that's it, really.
So, what would you like to? I mean, becoming a complete back. I think you mentioned was one of your goals. What about your speed? Can you continue to improve on your speed?
Yeah, and that's something I always do. You know, I do track a lot. And I'm always trying to always run before I lift, sometimes run after I lift, just always keep that speed and to keep my legs loose. I also just don't want to be, you know, maybe a running back, but I'll play like slot, and you know, you have to be a lot faster, a little bit leaner for that. So, of course, I just want to keep my body in shape for whatever position they give me.
Yeah, anything that'll get you on the field.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Maybe he'll start to practice kicking in the offseason.
Well, hey, you do everything else. So how many kick returns have you had for scores in your career?
I don't remember. I play running back, so I get hit a lot, so I don't really remember too many things about my games. I got to usually ask right after.
Well, so, you know, you talk about hits, you know, and going through a season, you get pretty dinged up after a while. You're feeling pretty good now after the first game of the season?
Yeah, I feel great. You know, it was new to me because, yeah, I got – last week was the most carries I've ever had in my career, and, you know, that's just something, you know, new to me is having that many. But, you know, after, you know, 2 days, I mean, of course I was sore right away, but, you know, after 2 days, I got, you know, an ice bath, and I felt, you know, I started stretching. I feel good now, so.
So, well, you had 30 carries, something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's something. I can't remember. Did he come see play on Thursday last?
No.
Week.
No.
So it's a quick turnaround for you against a good football team.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, well, the squad's going to be ready.
Yep.
should be packed for that home opener.
Yes, for sure. Whitehall, you know, a very good team, and everybody knows in the town how good they are and how they're going to test us. But, you know, the crowd's just going to keep getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah. And what do they bring to the table for you as a player, the crowd?
They bring like a competitiveness, you know people just want to see us not just roll past the team, because, you know, last year when we played teams at home, you know, sometimes we just rolled right past them, and you know, now people can come to these games and just see a you know 5-minute drive, and they can just see a really, really good game.
We're out of time here on Inside the Cave. Our athlete of the week, A.J. Bryan. Continue your success, and LISD students every week continue to inspire the community through their motivated, dedicated, and determined hard work. The LISD, empowering learners and creating opportunities for success. A.J., once again, congratulations. Continued success to Tecumseh football.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me on.
I got to ask you one question real quick. What does it stand for?
The AJ.
AJ? Oh, Aiden James.
Aiden James. All right. I was going to ask that question. I'm glad you did, John.
Aiden James.
Thanks again.
Congratulations and best of luck in the future.
Thank you so much.
All right.